Said to have a history of mental illness, he made his first court appearance yesterday morning. Sergeant Sam Howard and Officer Matthew Baxter were shot on Friday evening and later died. President Trump is going to be heading to Phoenix tomorrow, where he's going to hold a campaign-style rally in that Arizona city. And his longtime supporter, the former sheriff Joe Arpaio, says he's looking forward to the president's visit, and he can't understand why the Phoenix mayor, Greg Stanton, is asking Trump to delay that visit.
And I think it's an honor and privilege, and the people should be happy that the president of the United States is coming to Phoenix.
That Democratic mayor has said the president should hold off on visiting because the nation's still healing after Charlottesville. The president's indicated he may pardon Arpaio, who was recently convicted of criminal contempt of court in a racial profiling case. This is USA Radio News.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
And good afternoon. This is Dr. Miola with Get Healthy Hunterdon and the weather forecast for today. This afternoon, mostly sunny with a high near 88 degrees. Southwest winds at around 7 miles per hour. Don't forget, we've got the big solar eclipse going on today. Don't look up at the sun unless your eyes are protected by specially approved and certified eyewear, and never try to take a photo with your cell phone or camera directly and all. Remember, this will be the first total solar eclipse in the continental United States in the past 31 years. The last one occurred February the 26th, 1979. Unfortunately, not many people saw it because it clipped just five states in the Northwest, and the weather, for the most part, was bleak. Before that one, you'd have to go back to March 7th, 1970. So tonight, slight chance of showers and thunderstorms before midnight, then a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms after 1 a.m. Patchy fog after 3 a.m., otherwise partly cloudy with a low around 69 degrees. Southwest winds 3 to 6 miles an hour, chance of precipitation at 20%.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program, no drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
And we are back. This is Dr. Miola from Nutrimost of Flemington, Hunterdon County's most experienced healthcare program. And we are Get Healthy Hunterdon. Today's guest and stuff, and we're kind of excited and all. This is Gene Dillman from Mushroom Miracles. And Gene, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you, Ron.
And how is this solar eclipse going to affect the mushroom production today?
Well, we have to take a look at that. I don't think we've ever experienced that. So
I know. Isn't that something? Wow. So why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got involved with mushrooms. And we're talking not just, you know, the white button mushrooms, but we're talking about medicinal mushrooms today and all.
Right. We're talking about medicinal and not the psychedelic.
There we go. Very right. Good point and all. Exactly.
I've been an avid holistic health practitioner for about 35 years. I got very involved with it back in the late 70s. I owned my own massage school I'm a certified massage therapist, and throughout my life, I've been very much interested in natural ways to heal. And mushrooms came into my life, medicinal mushrooms, about 4 years ago, and I knew about them because I was very much involved with acupuncture.
Oh, okay.
And Chinese medicine, and I've been getting acupuncture since the 80s. It helped me greatly with my health, and mushrooms, medicinal mushrooms, are a big part of that culture. So that's got me looking at it very seriously as a remedy for different health issues.
Okay. So how did you actually get started then in as far as being a you know, a provider of the mushrooms and all?
I had a good friend who was in a yoga class with me, and she said, "Gene, you know, I got something here for you, medicinal mushrooms." I knew about them, but she said, "I have a great source. This company is a really good source, and you want to take a look at this because they got really quality products, and just take a look." So I did, and I was very impressed. And I had the good fortune that the CEO of the company happened to be over in this country.
Oh, wow.
At the time, and she said, "Well, we're all going out to lunch. Why don't you come with us?"
Jeez.
So I met the CEO, very impressed with her and their mission. The company's tagline is "Powered by Heart." So that got my attention, and decided to start to share this with my clients. I have lots of massage clients and friends, so I started sharing it with people and getting a lot of results.
Mm-hmm. Where's this company located? And like, we know the philosophy, so what's the backing behind it and all?
Yeah, the company is located in Natong, China, and they're very fanatical about the purity, the quality, no heavy metals, how they grow them, how they process them. I know a lot of people have negative implications when they hear that word, China. And but the man who owns the company, I also met him, was very much wanting to change the image of how these holistic health products are in China.
Mm-hmm.
So he's going the opposite direction, just really making sure everything's pure, tested, heavy metal free, organic, and all that sort of thing, yeah.
So that must be quite a facility that they have over there, you know, both growing, manufacturing, processing, testing. There must be a large number of people working over there.
Yeah, there are thousands. It's in that country, in China, it's a billion-dollar company. They have 70 scientists. They have facilities. In fact, I want a trip, Ron. I want a trip to China, which I'm thrilled about. I'm going to be going in October.
Oh, wow. Okay.
They're going to take us over there, show us the plantations, the facilities. They're going to take us to the Great Wall, which has been like a lifetime.
Oh, there you go.
To see the Great Wall of China. And I'm happy. I'm really thrilled to be going over there. So I'll get to see all this firsthand.
Mm-hmm.
Up until now, I've just seen things and heard things and read things about the company.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. Very good then and all. So, you know, it's amazing, you know, when people go to the grocery store and they go into the produce department, you know, they see these white button mushrooms, and then they see these, like, crazy-looking things on the side, either side and all. So are those the kind of mushrooms that we're talking about, or what kind of mushrooms are
talking
about?
These are medicinal. Those are culinary.
Okay.
And there is a difference. Most of the mushrooms in the world, like there's 2,000 culinary, but there's only like 20 medicinal. And there are hundreds of thousands of fungus in the world that also, you know, help with the environmental factors, decay of trees and decomposition in soil. But there are only 20 medicinals, and they're very different than the culinary. Some mushrooms that we do eat, for example, the shiitake and the maitake, also happen to be medicinal too, so there is a little bit of a crossover.
Mm-hmm.
But the one that I love to talk about the most is the reishi. And the reishi is like a hardwood mushroom. You can't chew it. You know, you can't bite into it. You have to extract it. You make a tea or some kind of an herbal decoction of it, but you cannot eat it. So I have samples of it. I didn't bring one here today, Ron, sorry. But when I have a trade show, then I bring them out and people look at it and say, "Well, it's hard like wood. You can't eat it." And I say, "No, you can't. You have to distill it and extract the medicinal components right out of it."
Okay. So you make like a tincture out of it, similar to like the homeopathics would from their different products and
right.
things.
A tincture extract or a tea. You know, we have a great tea that we use. You can boil the tea bag and make 6 cups out of it, and then drink that down, and you get all the medicinal properties of the reishi, shiitake, mitake, agaricus, and that sort of thing. Funny thing, we don't really know that much about medicinal mushrooms here. It's been in the Orient for thousands of years.
Right, exactly. Here in the United States, you know, you talk about mushrooms, and right away people think about peyote buttons and,
right.
you know, things for hallucinatory and, you know, the third eye and getting the, you know, the energy or, you know, getting that the vision and things like that. Here we're actually talking about medicinal and all.
Yeah, medicinal for your body. I had a funny story. I go to my doctor regularly to get blood work, and he's been remarking about how good my blood work has been looking. And I never told him anything about the mushrooms. I said, well, he's probably not into it. I don't want to talk about it. You know, but I'm happy. My blood work is getting better. Cholesterol's lower. He said, Gene, you have the testosterone level of a 25-year-old. and I said, well, that explains it. And he said, explains what? I said, why I'm chasing after 25-year-olds.
There you go.
And I'm in my 60s.
So. 60s, there you go.
But he said, okay, tell me, what are you doing? And I said, I'm taking mushrooms. And he laughed. And I'm like thinking, why is he laughing at me? And I said, he said, oh, the kind you get in college, right?
Yeah, right away everybody thinks the college
everybody
mushrooms.
Everybody thinks that immediately. Uh-huh. But I said, no, these are medicinal. Mm-hmm. They're different. So then he really wanted to know more about them.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah,
so at least he's open-minded about that.
Yeah, he was open-minded.
Right.
Yeah. But I had to make that joke to get his attention.
There you go. Now, again, you know, we always have to preempt anything that we talk about on the show here and stuff that, again, this is just purely for educational information that we're talking about and stuff, and we're not doing any kind of diagnosing or treating of any kind of illness or disease that our radio listening audience has and all. And, you know, when they do have something of any kind of health issues and things like that, they do need to see their medical doctor.
Right. I would recommend that, yeah.
Right.
We can't guarantee any results at all.
Exactly, right. Yeah. So tell us a little bit more about how you you take these mushrooms and stuff. Are we going to be ingesting these? They're in pill forms? Are they capsules?
Yeah, the ones that are the most potent are in capsule form. So they're extracted. So you might take 20 pounds of the raw mushroom, extract it down through either using water, which would be like a tea, alcohol, or enzymes, and you make a concentrate.
Mm.
And you get, say, for example, you take 10 pounds of reishi, you get 1 pound of extract. That's a 10-to-1 potency range. That's
okay,
how they get potency.
Yeah.
And then they put that in a capsule. And then you take the capsules.
Okay.
They also have it in a tea, which I mentioned, and they also have it in a coffee, which is very interesting.
Now, there's something different. A coffee, you know, how does that come about, and how does that taste?
Tastes delicious. I mean, we've had people. I did a trade show. We had 250 people come by our booth and buy a cup of coffee, and they all said,
wow.
I can't believe this. This tastes so good. So I said, wow. This must taste good. I'm not a real coffee drinker, but they were, and they loved it. So that's how you take it, coffee, tea, capsules.
Pretty much it fits into anybody's daily routine and stuff, whether you're a coffee drinker first thing in the morning, in the afternoon, whether you're a tea drinker, or whether you're just going to have like hot tea or cold tea even.
Yeah, you can do that. I tell people, if you're going to drink coffee, here's a great alternative. It's real coffee. Mushrooms added take away the negative side effects of the coffee.
Very interesting.
No acidic stomach, no caffeine.
Nice.
Overload.
We're going to break to a commercial so we can pay for our power here and all. And
right.
We will return back here with Gene Dillman, who is the Mushroom Miracle Man.
Join the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce and the Flemington Community Partnership for their Card Club networking event hosted by Northfield Bank on Thursday, September 28th from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. at Northfield Bank's Flemington office right here on Main Street. For details and to RSVP, visit hunterdon-chamber.org or call 908-782-7115. See you there.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, paraplanner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
This is Chamber President Chris Phelan inviting you to the 29th Annual Business and Home Expo with our Restaurant Showcase. This wonderful event will happen on Thursday, November 9th at our new location, Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington from 2 to 7 p.m. If you're a business or organization and would like to participate, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at huntertonchamber.org.
And we are back with Get Healthy Hunterdon. This is Dr. Miola from Nutrimost of Flemington, Hunterdon County's most experienced healthcare provider. And we've got our guest today and stuff. This is Gene Dillman from Mushroom Miracles. So during the break, we were talking about the solar eclipse and how mushrooms are basically grown in like more of a dark environment as compared to sunlight and things like that. So we were talking about how this solar eclipse was going to be affecting the mushroom growth for this little phase here and all. And Gene was saying this will be an interesting study to see what's going on and all.
Yeah, we don't know what will happen, but
yeah,
it only lasts a few hours.
Yeah.
I don't think much.
So it won't affect it as much as it'll affect those people that are out there looking up at the sun and watching the eclipse occur and, you know, burning their retinas and all. So again, folks, you know, make sure that you are not looking at the sun or the eclipse directly without aided glasses, and make sure that those devices have been certified and all, and they're not some cheap knockoff. And don't even think about using your cell phone or your camera to do it directly unless you have specially designed filters to take care of it and all. So, Gene, we were going to talk about the anatomy of a mushroom and stuff. You've got, the cap, the stem, and the roots.
Exactly.
And let's hear a little bit more about those things.
Well, the anatomy of the mushroom is really important to understand if you're looking to get quality mushrooms to consume for your health. You want to get the most out of them. The mushrooms contain over 400 bioactive compounds.
Oh, wow.
Four of them have been identified as strong components for your health, and there's been a lot of research done on them. We're talking clinical trials, medical research on the four of the most bioactive compounds, and you can do a Google search, type in reishi, and then any kind of ailment, reishi cholesterol, reishi diabetes, reishi inflammation, and you will find studies that outline the results that they're getting. Well, all those studies use, in the mushroom, they use the cap.
Oh, okay, the cap. All
the
right.
Cap is the most potent part. The stem is basically just pulp, and the roots are just basically the roots. They really don't contain any strong components that will be good for your health. So the companies that are making the quality products understand this, and they cut off the cap, they use just that, they compost the stem, and the roots they compost. Unfortunately, what's happened in this country is the people who are producing many of the products that you'll find on the health food store shelf are using just the roots.
Oh, geez.
Because you can grow the roots in 9 days in a vat, a hydroponic vat.
Oh, okay.
And harvest them and grind them up, put them in capsules. but it takes 6 to 9 months to grow a cap. And you need a lot of land. You need, like, farms to do this rather than just a vat.
Mm-hmm.
So, unfortunately, that's what's happening, and those products have very little medicinal value in them. A couple of the companies that are very honest about it will say on the box, and you can read it, will say, you know, shiitake mycelium, reishi mycelium. So they're honest about it, but what's not honest is they don't tell you that there's very little value in that.
Right, exactly, yeah. That's always the thing. Like, you know, I in my office, we talk to people about just, for example, aloe vera juice and all. So they say, well, I can go down to, you know, the big box place and buy a gallon of aloe vera juice for, you know, $1.50 and all, and then you're charging me $20. And, well, the difference is, you know, at the big box place and stuff, that gallon is like, you know, pure water, and they take a teaspoon of, you know, concentrate, dump it in there. So the medicinal properties of the, you know, the mucopolysaccharides of the, you know, the aloe are, you know, nothing compared to, you know, when you're getting the concentrate and all. So, you know, in this sense and stuff, you're basically getting what you're paying for.
You're getting what you're paying for. Yeah, obviously this product we're talking about is more expensive, but it's like a good health supplement. If you go through the health food store shelf, a high-quality supplement will be commensurate with what we're charging.
Yeah.
It's up in that range. But if you go to the internet, you'll find something for $10, reishi for $10.
Right.
It doesn't have the value at all.
And that's one of the, you know, that's the pros and the cons about going on the internet. The internet opens up your world to so many things that are out there and all, but it also opens it up to, you know, people that are, you know, trying to do the scam and the spamming on you and everything else. So, you know, buyer beware, of course, and really do your research and your homework on these kind of things and all. How do they grow mushrooms and stuff? I mean, out in my backyard and stuff, I got some pretty nice ones coming up now and stuff, and I think it has to do with a lot of the water that's just kind of laying around and all, and there's got to be something underlying the ground and all.
Yeah, the ones that we're talking about, for example, the reishi grows on wood.
Wood,
grows
okay.
On, they can grow on oak logs, you know, in the forest.
Mm-hmm.
Oak tree will fall down. It'll start to decompose. You know, fungus will start to grow on it. The enzymes, the bioorganisms start to decay it. And then mushroom mycelium will start to grow. That comes from spores. That's the other part of the anatomy I left out.
There's
the cap, the stem, the root, and the spores.
Spores.
Which are the seeds, mm-hmm. obviously. And the seeds fall on the logs, and the conditions are right, and then they start to sprout the mushrooms, which then the mycelium grows further into the log and decomposes it. They've also found out that there are certain mushrooms that can eat oil spills. So they're finding that they have all kinds of beneficial.
Wow.
You know, they're like the cleaner uppers of the universe.
Yeah, pretty much in a forest, you know, the mushrooms are the ones that start to break down, decay, and make that tree into fine topsoil again in a period of time and stuff, of course. But yeah.
Exactly. So they're the ones who help with the decomposition. They clean up all the dead and decaying matter. They do that in your body when you consume them as well.
Isn't that something?
That in nature. And they also found out that they can use them to eat oil spills and to render the oil harmless. It decomposes into hydrocarbons of some kind.
Isn't that something? That's a great idea and stuff. And as far as, you know, with the oil spills that we have all around here and all, more and more and stuff. So, yeah.
There's a woman at the University of Texas who did the study and, you know, it was verified and everything. In fact, in Chernobyl, 5 or so years after the accident happened, they went back there and they found nothing growing but mushrooms.
But mushrooms and stuff. It would be interesting to see with the radiation level and stuff, just how those mushrooms were mutated and all. So, because they're even talking about like a fifth blood type now from the Chernobyl radiation and stuff. The downwind people and stuff, if it didn't kill them right away and stuff, their body mutated. And there's some reports about another blood type coming out of it and all. So I've got I'm trying to get a hold of my friend that works at the New York City blood service and all to get her on so we can talk about that.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
Yeah, so that's good then. So, again, with these mushrooms, so you've got the cap, the spores, you got the stem, you got the roots or the rhizoids that are kicking out there and all.
And we just use the cap. I mean,
mm-hmm.
that's pretty much what we do. And from that, we extract polysaccharides, beta-glucans, adenosine, These beta-glucans, these are the items that the body really uses. So you want to make sure that there is some scientist behind the company that's making these products so they can assure you that the right ingredients are in there.
Right, exactly. And this is interesting because here you're going out into nature harvesting a product that grows, you know, wild. You know, Mother Nature has an infinite wisdom about how to break down food sources or, you know, products and stuff into the most, you know, basic elemental product and stuff like that, you know, good old topsoil and things like that. And then the scientists come in and then they start extracting the component, the, you know, the chemical component that actually is the active ingredient in it. Then they go into the lab and try to reproduce that and all so that then they can have like a standard or like, you know, a well controlled product then that they could use in the humans and things like that.
Exactly.
So that seems to be like the big problem with using more natural products versus, you know, things that are produced in the laboratory and things like that, that quality control, you know, the consistency of, production and things like that is always the thing. You know, here you have the ups and downs of weather, you know, the ups and downs of the soil types and all. And then it comes into, you know, the production that goes on at the factory or the processing plant and things like
exactly.
that.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
People want to get it out in the woods. You can, but the first problem is what's it been growing on.
Right, yeah.
You know, the pollutants are there. Mushrooms do pull up pollutants from the ground.
Mm-hmm.
And then they... So you have to. They have to grow in a clean environment. I mean, their
right.
job is to transmute pollutants. So if while they're doing that, they might be in the mushroom that you picked in the woods. You're eating it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's hard to say because our environment around here is not completely clean.
Right.
The other aspect is the extraction. How are you getting the key ingredients out of there?
Exactly.
A tea is good, but that only gets certain things. Alcohol is good, but that only gets certain things. So you have to kind of know what you're doing when the extraction is. And as I mentioned, if you're doing a natural product, if by isolating and pulling out and synthesizing the active ingredients, you miss the other 360.
Exactly. That's the problem. Yeah.
That's the problem. 96 items. There's more stuff in there that we don't know about, but it's critical to the consumption of that.
Yeah, everything, you know, out in nature and stuff works synergistically where we start breaking down chemically and stuff. You know, we're just isolating one particular chemical component and all. So like you said, we're missing out on the whole overall picture of, you know, how effectively it can be working and all.
Exactly.
So, yeah. So with that, what we're going to do is we're going to take a little commercial break here and all. So, Gene, we will be right back.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
Obviously, have an investigation underway, and that will determine what happened.
Defense Secretary James Mattis talking to reporters about the USS John McCain. The ship has arrived now at a naval base in Singapore after its collision with an oil tanker. The Navy destroyer collided with the Liberian-flagged 600-foot oil and chemical tanker just east of the Strait of Malacca in Singapore. Four sailors have been hospitalized. Another was injured but didn't require hospitalization. The Navy says 10 sailors still unaccounted for. Millions of Americans getting ready for the solar eclipse. Sky watchers in a dozen states will be treated to a solar eclipse of the sun today, starting in just about an hour on the West Coast. The spectacular event will begin just south of Portland, Oregon. Astronomers say the next one will happen in April 2024. Get more news online at usaradio.com.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. All of you know what my insanely busy life is like. 12 careers in businesses, national radio and TV, books, speeches. So I don't have much time to sleep. But when I do sleep, it better be quality sleep. And that's been my problem for years. I toss and turn and wake up 10 times a night. I never realized why until now. My Pillow just sent me pillows for me and my entire family. Now, for the first time in my life, I'm sleeping like a baby. I wake up feeling like $1 million. Thank you, My Pillow. You changed my life. And my kids all love My Pillow too. The whole Root family is a believer in My Pillow. How about this? My Pillow comes in a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Wow. To get 50% off a 4-pack of pillows, go to MyPillow.com and click on the Radio Listener Special. Use promo code USA. That's it. You get 50% off at MyPillow.com or call 800 800- 800-951-8175. That's 800-951-8175. And use promo code USA.
Missouri State Senator Chappelle Nadal, who called for the assassination of President Trump, says she's sorry.
But she says she's not resigning her seat in Jefferson City. Chappelle Nadal apologized at a news conference yesterday. The Democratic lawmaker brushed off calls from top Missouri Democrats to resign her state Senate seat. The senator says her Facebook post last week that advocated for Trump's assassination was a mistake.
And an Oklahoma state lawmaker is coming under fire after a comment he made on Facebook referring to the Confederate monuments controversy. Republican State Representative John Bennett posted on his Facebook page, "If we're removing Confederate monuments after the Civil War, I think we should also be removing mosques after 9/11. The Council on American Islamic Relations condemned the statements. The Oklahoma Republican Party also responded to the now-removed Facebook post, saying the Republican Party stands against all forms of racism and all forms of bigotry. Get more news and analysis of today's headlines online at usaradio.com.
We are back. This is Dr. Miola with Nutrimost of Flemington, Hunterdon County's most experienced healthcare provider. And the weather for Tuesday, slight chance of showers and thunderstorms after 2 p.m., patchy fog between 8 a.m. and 9 a.m. Otherwise, it's going to be partly sunny with a high near 90. Southwest winds from 5 to 11 miles per hour, and a chance of precipitation is only down to about 20%. Now, with this solar eclipse that's going on, nature will take heed. Depending on your surroundings, as totality nears your, you may experience strange things. Look, you'll notice a resemblance to the onset of night, though not exactly. Areas much lighter than the sky near the sun line lies all around the horizon. Shadows look different. Listen, usually any breeze will dissipate in birds, many of whom will come in to roost, will stop chirping. It is quiet. Feel there's going to be a drop in the temperature. 10 to 15 degree Fahrenheit drop in the temperature is not unusual at all. So these are some of the things that you need to be aware of. Just kind of keep an eye out. And again, please don't look up at the eclipse directly and all. That could be detrimental to you. And we want to make sure that you have a good experience. So watch it on TV or the internet and all. We are back again with our host and guest. I'm Dr. Miola with Get Healthy Hunterdon, and our guest today is Gene Dillman from Mushroom Miracles, sharing the healing gift of medicinal mushrooms. So during commercial break, again, we were talking about off-air and stuff, some interesting topics, and Gene's going to go into a little bit more detail about those things. So, Gene, go ahead and tell us more about these mushrooms.
Yeah, so I wanted to just mention to people, too, that what I'm offering is formulas. These are formulas that are based on Chinese medicine. It's not just some mushrooms ground up, thrown into capsules. They're carefully selected in ratios that are important for different health issues.
Mm-hmm.
We have formulas for the stomach, digestive system, for the lung, asthma, allergies, for the liver, cleansing. For different health conditions that may affect the heart, the lung, I mentioned that, hormonal balance,
mm-hmm.
kidney, for example, things like that. We have formulas for all of this, but they're all based on Chinese medicine. So
yeah.
They're really medical formulas that include Chinese herbs in them that will accentuate the results that you get. So some of the herbs may say to the mushroom, go work with the lung. Mushrooms are what they call adaptogenic. So as such, they give your body the building block ingredients it needs to heal, and your body takes them and uses mm-hmm. them as it needs to. So that's why how can this one mushroom do all these things?
Right.
It's because it's adaptogenic that way. But the addition of these Chinese herbs help it target these areas It may say, okay, go to this person's gastrointestinal system, you know, which people have acid reflux and things like that. So it'll go there and work directly.
Right. In today's environment, everybody's, you know, they're stressed out. They work long hours. They don't get proper sleep. You know, their eating isn't as good as it should be and all. So one of the first things that we find in our office to start being affected is the digestive system. When the digestive system isn't working properly, then you get that whole cascade of issues going on and stuff. You know, your sleep is off. You know, your bowel movements are off. You know, your breathing is off. Your brain is off hormonally and stuff. We see that happening. Inflammation is like a major thing that we see in our office with, you know, people coming in and stuff. So, yeah.
Inflammation, that's the main thing that these mushrooms are good for is inflammation. As you said, Ron, that's everywhere. That's one of the main things that it works for is inflammation in the joints, inflammation in the muscle tissue. I have some folks that are athletes that take the spores. We have a spore product that has cordyceps. Cordyceps right now, an ounce of cordyceps is worth more than an ounce of gold. It's so valuable. And so we're mixing the cordyceps in with the spores, which are super potent. In China, they use the spores to heal cancer. That's what they're,
oh my gosh,
they're very famous for over there. Of course, I can't say that that work over here.
Right, exactly, yeah.
But over there it works, so here, I don't know. But we go ahead and give these to an athlete, and now the athlete is performing way better because so much less inflammation is happening in their body. They have very little recovery time necessary. Had one woman right here in Flemington. She runs races, and she said, "Gene, I got done with this, you know, triathlon, and I couldn't believe I felt like I could almost do another one."
Oh, geez.
And a very little recovery.
Yeah.
So she's, you know, she's been taking them that way. So
and that's very important to an athlete and stuff like that. You know, not only to have, you know, the performance before and during the event, but also how long it takes them to recover so that they can get back into training and all.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I also say, get massage too. I own a massage studio.
There you go.
I'm a massage therapist as well.
So that works out good then.
Yeah, that works out for me. Yeah.
So while you have them on your massage table working and stuff, you're talking about the inflammatory processes that are going on, you know, the aches and pains of the muscles and the joints and stuff, and how, you know, speeding up the recovery can help them in the overall, you know, success of their athletic career and their workout program that's going
on. Absolutely. And I find athletes really love what they do.
Mm-hmm.
And they will make the effort, you know, to either get massage or eat better or look at supplementation, you know, some kind of supplementation to help their health. They love their sport. And we're talking amateur athletes,
right,
not even professionals, but they love it so much they want to stay and keep doing it. I have one man who's coming to me. He's 65 and he's running triathlons.
Oh my gosh.
And he attributes it a lot to the mushrooms and the massage.
There you go, the two of them and stuff like that. With, you know, nowadays you've seen more and more you know, sports events popping up in the towns and things like that for different fundraisers. You know, they have the regular, you know, 5K foot races, they have you know, the bicycle races, they have the triathlons, they have the Ironman. You know, devices. Now they have, what is it, the crazy runs and stuff. That's
the mud runs
and stuff. So everything is going on, you know, let alone all your other athletes, you know, the sports and stuff, whether it's baseball, softball, football, tag team, you know, flag football, you know, ice hockey, you've got street hockey, you've got a multitude of things that are going on and all, and people are just demanding more and more out of their bodies and things, and it's, you know, it's a limited time that they have to properly train, properly eat, properly rest and repair and things like that. So, you know, the products that, you know, you have there through your company there and stuff can be very, very advantageous to them just, you know, for everyday activities as well as, you know, being the the weekend warrior or the amateur athlete that they want to be.
That's good.
Yeah, very good. So go ahead. Any anecdotal things that come to mind about?
Well, let's see. I have a very interesting story. I had a friend of mine's son had been dealing with migraine headaches since he was 16 years old.
Oh, wow.
And he was 26, so for 10 years he was dealing with like one or two a week.
Oh, geez.
And very debilitating migraines. And he was having to take very strong medication. He was now working at a car dealership and still getting the migraines. So his mother, who's very holistic, she's into vegan and raw food and mm-hmm. everything, she said to her son, Jimmy, take some of this tea. Just drink some of this mushroom tea, please. So we got him drinking 4 cups a day, and in 1 week his migraines were gone.
Oh, my gosh.
And he kept drinking it, and they never came back.
Isn't that
something?
And
we're talking 6 months later. They never came back. And then she ran out of tea, and then they started coming back again.
Oh, so that was kind of a really interesting, like, small-scale experimentation and stuff like that.
Yeah, and he said, Mom, get me that tea. he was boiling it, making it into iced tea. And,
oh, wow,
and,
okay, yeah.
Drinking 4 cups a day,
mm-hmm.
and migraines are gone. And, you know, we don't know exactly how it worked or why it worked.
Right.
But it's adaptogenic, and it works.
Right.
Anecdotally, that's so, who cares?
Yeah. Yeah, anecdotally, you know, versus scientifically and stuff, we always have that battle going on, especially here in the United States. We're over in Europe, Asia, and, you know, any of the foreign countries and stuff, you know, they see these things, and it's not just, you know, for 5 or 6, 7, 10 years and stuff. It's, you know, centuries, it's hundreds of years, decades going on and stuff that, you know, they've seen this time and time again. You know, your grandmother used to go out and harvest, you know, specific mushrooms and stuff, and, you know, either chop them up or make a tea out of them or a tincture and stuff, and use them for a multitude of different ailments or things that her immediate family had, or she became like the neighborhood apothecary kind of person and stuff of, you know, mycology, the study of mushrooms and all.
Right.
So, you know, it's just amazing. When I was in college and stuff, I took a graduate class, and it was fungus. You know, I thought it would help me with pre-med, so the instructor was Dr. Fergus. Dr. Fergus with fungus and all, and the class was made up with a lot of what we call turfers and stuff, and these were guys and girls that were going to basically take care of golf courses.
Oh,
and fungus and mushrooms was not needed and was not wanted on, like, you know, a golf course and things like that, so they had to know about these things. And they got into it. I mean, they were under the microscope looking at the spores, the caps, the stems, the roots and all. And, you know, all I wanted to do was get through to class after I found out how involved this thing was going to be. But it was interesting. And, you know, Dr. Fergus, of course, went through and talked about the medicinal components of it. And, you know, just briefly touched on the, you know, college years of mushrooms and things that were going on. But it was a fun class if, you took it lightly and things like that. So, yeah.
It's good to take a class if you're going to go wild foraging. I have a meetup that I have that people do wild foraging. It's called Medicinal Mushroom Meetup.
Oh.
And I found a man who does foraging, and he took us out into a state park locally in Pennsylvania, and we found mushrooms, you know, and he would identify them and uh-huh. talk about them. But we really caution people, don't eat them.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Really know for sure.
Yeah.
Because there are poisonous ones that can be pretty deadly.
And of course, those would be the ones that grow, you know, profusely throughout the environment here that we live in Hunterdon and Lambertville and everything like that. So we always have to be careful about what we put into our bodies and all. All right, we're going to take a little commercial break here, Gene, so we'll be right back. Everybody, hold on.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investors, Rab Coin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
Hey, Big C here doing a little practicing for the Hunterdon County Chamber's 16th Annual Golf Classic. We're teeing off a Tuesday, October 3rd at Hawk Point Golf Club. The signature sponsor this year is Hunterdon Healthcare. Besides enjoying a great game of golf, this event is an excellent way for you to promote your business via our sponsorship opportunities, silent auction, and networking luncheon. The Golf Classic launches at 8:30 a.m. with registration, breakfast, and a putting warm-up. This scramble format will begin with a shotgun start at 10 a.m. Plus, we will have some exciting contests to enjoy throughout the day. Oh yes, the winning foursome will be presented with the fabulous Hunterdon Cup. Talk about bragging rights. I got you this year, Team ExxonMobil. I'll see you on the first tee.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Welcome back to Get Healthy Hunterdon. This is Dr. Miola from Nutrimost of Flemington, Hunterdon County's most experienced healthcare facility. And my guest today here on Get Healthy Hunterdon is Gene Dillman. And as you've been hearing and experiencing and all, Gene is a mushroom miracles person, sharing the healing gift of medicinal mushrooms for your everyday pleasure and health and all. So, Gene, go ahead and tell us a little bit more about your facility and what you have to offer down there and how people can get a hold of you and all.
Yeah, absolutely. I have a massage studio in Lambertville, New Jersey on Bridge Street. I kind of work out of there with all the holistic health consultations I do and the medicinal mushroom consultations. We can give you a free medicinal mushroom consultation.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I give talks down there, and most of those talks are on my meetup.
Mm-hmm.
Just go to meetup and type in medicinal mushrooms, and my meetup will
pop
up.
Okay.
And come down there, and we offer you free coffee, mushroom coffee, and tea.
So people can actually sample these things before they get excited about purchasing them.
Right. And then I have a talk that I give, which kind of goes over a lot of what I said here.
Oh, okay.
About mm-hmm. how you can tell whether this is a good source or not a good source of medicinal mushrooms. I also have a Facebook page. If you go on Facebook, you can type in Mushroom Miracles, which is the name of my company,
mm-hmm.
and you'll find me there. And on that page, you'll find a lot of stories, a lot of testimonials about how this has helped people's different health issues.
Yeah.
And that's really impressive. So the other thing is you can always go to my website and see the products themselves. I can get everybody here wholesale price. So
for our radio audience?
Yes, for you guys on the radio, call me, contact me through the website or my meetup. But here's my phone number, and you can feel free to use this one, 609-577-4800. 577-4800, and I will help you with a mushroom consultation and getting the wholesale price for these products. The website that I have is www.getalphay.com/gene, G-E-N-E, with a D on the end, D as in David. So That's where you can go. But talk to me first, but I can get you the wholesale price.
Ah, that's very nice of you to offer that to the radio audience here like that. Very nice.
No problem.
Now, do you do any kind of like health fairs or anything like that?
Yes, and thank you for bringing that up, Ron. I will be up at the in Clinton at the Clinton Community Center. It's called the One Spirit Festival. And I'll be having a booth there. We'll be giving away free mushroom coffee and tea. And I'll be giving a talk, too. And that'll be September 23rd and 24th. And that'll be from like 10 until 5. And easy to find right up there in Clinton, Clinton Community Center.
Yeah, you can Google very big, yeah.
It's big.
Right next to the public library, I think,
Yes, exactly. Right next to a library. There'll be other holistic practitioners there, a lot of interesting products, crystals, stones, you know.
The whole gamut
of
things.
You get your tarot cards read if you like that.
That all sounds great, though, and also very good. So, Gene, what's your favorite mushroom and way of taking it then?
For me, I love the tea.
The tea?
You know, I love the reishi because it's considered the king of physical immortality, is what they say in China.
Oh.
And it's been the one that's been the most revered. In the ancient times, you could only get it when it growing wild. And if somebody found one, they were obligated to give it to the noble people that they couldn't consume it themselves. Mm-hmm. They had to give it away. So there's some kind of a special reverence to that.
Oh.
And the company that I work with, Alfay, they were the first ones to grow it.
Oh.
In captivity, like in
farms.
Oh,
okay. In a farm environment.
Yeah, because no one could figure out how to grow it. It was so complicated. So 1959, they started growing them. And then they were able to provide this to the average person.
Wow, so this company has been around for many, many, many years.
Since
almost as old as you and I.
Absolutely. Yeah, almost. in the late 50s, 59, it started. Quite a heritage.
Mm-hmm.
The man who started it, his mission was to provide an economic means for the people who were the farmers, who were the poor farmers.
Oh, wow.
And the mountains that didn't have any other way of making money. He said, well, if I can teach them how to grow the reishi, they will be rich. And they were, because everybody wanted it.
Isn't that something?
And that's kind of the heritage of the company. So that's my favorite.
That's a nice philosophy to have and stuff. You know, not so much, you know, to make as much money as you can and, you know, become the biggest company, but to help the citizens of the environment that, you know, has been, you know, giving back to you all these years and things like that.
Exactly.
That's
the owner's philosophy. Mm-hmm. I've met him several times, and he's very spiritual in the way he works his company. Believes in giving back a lot.
Right. There's so much to be said, you know, the Asian and, you know, the philosophy that comes with their understanding of, you know, being one with nature and working with nature. You know, you give and you take from it and all, as compared to here, you know, the big corporate, commercial Americans and stuff, where it's like, you know, take as much as you can and don't worry about what tomorrow's going to be bringing.
Exactly. The company is green, as I would say, green.
Oh, okay, green.
You know, organic. They really believe in giving back and protecting the environment.
Very nice.
He has a very strong Taoist, the Taoist philosophy, which is, you know, being one with nature and working with the elements, the five elements.
Very good.
And that's the philosophy that they run the whole company with. So that's why I'm involved. I wouldn't be involved with anything else, but.
That's a great way to be and all.
Yeah.
Gene, we've got a few more minutes, so why don't you give our radio audience and stuff a little recap about Miracle Medicinal Mushrooms and how they can get a hold of you and where they can find you and stuff.
Okay. Yeah, I would say that give these mushrooms a try. You know, they're a little, it's a little unusual in our culture. We haven't heard about this, and they're just now becoming popular. You'll see them popping up in the health food stores more than before. So I would say, look at it. You can do research, and the good thing is these mushrooms are researched more than any other herb.
Okay.
That says a lot, that they've been around for so long that the research is there. So you can Google reishi and any health ailment. You can Google cordyceps and any health ailment, and you'll find that there's studies. So I'd say give them a try. Easy way to get involved would be to start off with the coffee. You know, if you drink coffee, It's organic coffee with the mushrooms added so that they counterbalance any negative side effect of the coffee so you don't get acid stomach. I have guys who stay up all night running computer systems and drinking coffee, and they're, you know, the guy's wife came to me and said, my husband's stomach is a mess. Do you have anything? And this is now the only coffee he can drink.
Isn't that something else?
And you don't get any caffeine jitters from caffeine overload. So that's the benefit of the coffee. And the tea is very medicinal. It has five mushrooms in it. You take the bag. You boil the bag in 6 cups of water. It makes 6 cups that you can drink all day. Get 4 cups into your body every day.
Yeah.
You will see profound changes.
Sounds like my younger sister's method of having a tea bag and stuff. She used to get 4 cups out of a tea bag and all, so she'd be right up in line with this.
People don't realize it, but you can really, if you boil the bag, you can get quite a lot out of
it.
So this bag is that way too. So I would say those are good ways of getting started. Contact me with my phone number, 609-577-4800. I have a massage studio on Bridge Street, 26 Bridge Street, Lambertville, New Jersey. Lambertville Massage Therapy. You can always contact me there. And I'd be happy to help you with health issues, if you have any aches and pains, you know, back issues, you know, injuries, sports injuries, things of that nature. I've been very good with people with that.
Very good.
So, yes, this is great. This is really wonderful, Ron. Yeah. I appreciate you.
This hour just flew by, Gene, and stuff.
I know.
And you're a great, you know, guest. And we're definitely going to have you back on. And again, everybody, you know, go visit Gene up at the One Spirit Festival that's going to be up there at the Clinton Community Center on September the 23rd and 24th. Go listen to him live up there and all. And go down, visit his shop, have a cup of tea, a cup of coffee and all, find out a little bit more about it and all. Gene, this was a great hour and stuff. I can't tell you how much fun we had here and all.
Wonderful, wonderful, Ron. Thanks for having me.
Wonderful. And what we're going to do is go to commercial, and we'll see everybody back here next Monday at 12 o'clock.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
Obviously, have an investigation underway, and that will determine what happened.
Defense Secretary James Mattis talking to reporters about the USS John McCain. The ship has arrived now at a naval base in Singapore after its collision with an oil tanker. The Navy destroyer collided with the Liberian-flagged 600-foot oil and chemical tanker just east of the Strait of Malacca in Singapore. 4 sailors have been hospitalized. Another was injured but didn't require hospitalization. The Navy says 10 sailors still unaccounted for. Millions of Americans getting ready for the solar eclipse. Sky watchers in a dozen states will be treated to a solar eclipse of the sun today, starting in just about an hour on the West Coast. The spectacular event will begin just south of Portland, Oregon. Astronomers say the next one will happen in April 2024. Get more news online at usaradio.com.
You're part of a growing business. You need to hire, but not just any candidates. You need the right candidates. You need powerful tools to find the right fit for the job, and you need tools that are easy to use. That's where Indeed.com comes in. Indeed's advanced algorithm uses the specific details from your job listing to position your job post where more relevant candidates will find it. The right candidates. Screener questions help you zero in on the best talent, while sort and filter tools keep your recruitment organized. It's no surprise an independent study shows there are 5 times more hires made through Indeed than any other job site, more hires than the rest combined. And right now we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job, boosting your listing in relevant search results and helping you find qualified candidates faster. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/credit. That's Indeed.com/credit. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.